Pardon me. The Naval News is getting positively pornographic.
Well, I'm happy to say.
Here, copy your beady little bardic eyes on this bumpy bird, Goldstein.
Where, Chief?
Goldstein, if I've got to tell you where, you Welshmen are more backward about ladies that are coming forward than I thought you were.
Oh, Disgusting.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. I like the headline. It all started with Nelson.
Why don't they call it the Naval News?
Come on, Chief, turn over the next page.
All right, if you insist.
Oh, Welsh I may be. Crude I'm not. But if my Aunt Morpeth cast her eyeballs over that lot, her drawers will drop off.
Yeah. With dark hair, it could be. If that could well be.
I thought Chief Petty Officers preferred blondes or even redheads. Oh, no. Now, come to think of it, their hair colouring is incidental. Because it's never their bonds they're looking at, is it?
Look, never mind that patriotic piece of pulchritude on page 3. Look here. Yeah. Shift your peepers onto this gent on page 5 here.
What's Mr. Phillips doing with dark hair? First Sea Lord offers £200 reward for information regarding his lost son. The son, Simon, disappeared from the home of Sir Geoffrey Wynne Canton Barnes without trace 15 years ago and has not been heard of since. Hey, Chief, do you think that Mr. Phillips could possibly be...
No, Goldstein. But I've got a feeling that provided he doesn't see the photo in the Naval News until I'm ready for him to have a butcher's, and that will mean naturally a certain confiscation of all ships' copies of same, then he'll be putty in Pertwee's paws. Eh? Now, if I can persuade him to dye his hair black, everybody will believe that he's the prodigal son.
Why not just pinch his bottle of peroxide rinse?
Ah, it's no good. Then he go out and buy another crate.
He'll never dye his hair black. I know Mr. Phillips is daft, but he's not as daft as all that.
Well, he'd better, because I need that reward vital.
Why? Who's after you?
Nunkey. He advanced me £100 to hijack a lorry. But the driver did the dirty on me. The rotten perisher didn't stop.
And you better give him his £100 back, haven't you?
I can't. I invested it on a slow horse. You know, that's why I've got to get my hands on this reward.
Knocky little problem, isn't it? Either Mr. Phillips darkens his hair and Nunky gets his money, or you get the... Now, according to our bad-tempered computer, ill-bred Fred, we should be steering a course of right hand up a bit. But I don't go along with it, you know. I'd say, as the official navigating officer on board this ship, what we really need now is a tincture of the old, left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit it is, sir.
Half speed ahead.
No, correction.
Quarter speed ahead.
Come on now, Mr. Phillips, sir. Come on. We're nearly home, sir. You mustn't keep your right little raver waiting. Come on, sir. Give it full head, both, and... Whoa-hey!
My right little what?
I think he's referring to your demure and refined little waitress friend who works at the Siamese Pussy Bistro.
Otherwise known as Naughty Knocker's Nora. Otherwise known as Miss Wilberforce. Who is only too willing to attend to your every need at the table. Or under it.
Who? That waitress. Yes, well. She's off, actually.
Hello. That's another romance gone for a chop. Come on, Mr. Phillips. Tell us what happened.
Well, there's no pleasing some women. You do your best from what you get.
Oh, that's entirely up to you, my lady acquaintance and yourself, sir.
I'll tell you what you'll get. Total ingratitude. They're only grateful as long as your purse holds out.
Pardon?
I took Naughty Knocker, Miss Wilberforce to this super little restaurant I know, and And she complained from the moment we got there to the moment we left. And she complained about everything. The gravy stains on the tablecloth, the filthy cutlery, the cold food, the bad service. And she reckoned the wine was no better than vinegar.
Well, you can't blame her for that. Obviously, if she's in the catering business, she'd be a connoisseur. What was the name of this restaurant you took her to?
The Siamese Pussy Bistro.
Dear, you know, there are some people you just can't help.
Mind you, in all fairness, of course, I could be wrong, but I got the definite feeling it was all going terribly well between us until the moment we got there and I took my hat off and hung it on the hat stand.
You said that your evening of abandoned gaiety all fell apart when you took your hat off, sir?
Yes, yes.
Then that's it, then.
What?
It's your bumps that did it.
Mm. I don't see that. I admit he looks a complete twit with his hat on, but he doesn't look any lesser one with it off.
Gosh, thanks.
Come on, and Murray, sir. It's not just his funny-shaped bonds. It's the colour of his hair that's all wrong. He ought to be a brunette.
No, that's ridiculous. I'm fair-haired, and the Ritterkins married me.
There's a valid point, sir. May one be so bold as to ask where one popped the question?
Oh, well, if you must know, Ritterkins and I were sitting in the Café Horseshoe in Badminton High Street, holding hands in between whiles.
In between what whiles?
Well, every now and then she had to keep popping out. To check the lights on Bouncing Betty's horse box. It hadn't gone out because the battery was a bit low. I remember we both chuckled when we both realized that I was on my cream caramel and Rita was still only halfway through her onion soup.
Yes, hardly a musical, I'm sure, sir, but could we get to the nitty-gritty, sir?
Oh, well, you're taking some of the romance out of it, but 2 hours later, when Ritterkins was nibbling at her cheese and bickies, I realized the time was ripe.
Ripe for what?
Question-popping time. I said, will you? She breathed, yes. And I ask you both to believe the candles on our table flicker yes in approval as she said it.
Cool.
Oh, I see, sir. It was a candle-lit nosh, was it?
Yeah, well, that explains it, you know, sir, because in the candlelight you looked all dark and handsome. 100-watt bulb, which you'd have said no to, and you'd have ended up living in sin.
What's he talking about?
You weren't listening, sir. Hmm? Tall, dark and handsome. Watch the box every Sunday afternoon. What do you see? Never a blonde. Ah, always a brunette gent. You know, Victor Mature, Raymond Navarro, William Powell, Robert Taylor. Not to mention tyrannical power. Or even Mickey Mouse is a black-haired fella.
No, wait a minute. I'm wrong. I slipped the band leader 2 shillings to play our tune, Horsey, Horsey. Ritterkins appreciated that.
Now, wait a minute, Chief. Wait a minute. There's a flaw in your argument. All film stars weren't brunette. I mean, what about Jean Harlow or Carol Lombard, Betty Grable? They were all blondes.
That's a brave try, Mr. Phillips. But it may have escaped your notice that Carol, Jean and Betty didn't have quite the same sexual attributicals like what you've got.
I've got the feeling you're trying to tell me something.
No, no, sir. Far be it from me to interfere with your amoralities. But it is my confirmed diagnosis that if your hair was dark instead of straw-coloured... Oh, pardon the expression, sir. You'd be up to your knees in birds.
Hello? Carrington Friendly Loan Agency. Is it all Carrington speaking? How much?
Oh, Good afternoon, Mr. Carrington. Captain Povey here. I shall have to make this quick. You see, I'm at home, and my dear wife Ramona has only popped next door for a minute, and I'm using her phone without permission.
Fascinating. So how much over how long, eh?
Well, you see, it's like this. Now, my wife has filled in a pool's coupon every week for the last 5 years. Plan B, 25p invested, and no publicity.
Oh, how original.
Now, for every week for the last 5 years, I've torn up the coupon and kept the money.
Oi, oi. Naughty boy.
And now the worst has happened. Last Saturday, she won a fourth dividend, and the papers forecast that it is likely to be £100. But I haven't got £100. I haven't even got 100p.
Ah, so finally we've got around to how much over how long.
Yes, quite. So if you could see your way clear to letting me have £100 by tomorrow morning, you might save my marriage.
Ah, a worthy cause, I'm sure, but not so fast. Are you salaried?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm a captain in Her Majesty's Royal Navy.
Bad news. A hazardous occupation.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No, I'm shore-based. I don't go to sea anymore.
Over the hill, are we? That only leaves you one chance. Are you a householder?
Well, in a way. Naturally, it belongs to my dear wife, Ramona.
Ah, you're a tenant. Well, that's your lot, Ben. Sorry, no chance. Nice not to have done business with you.
Oh, no, 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 wait a minute. Please, please, I'm desperate. I've got to have the money. Your advert said, do you want a loan now? And oh, good grief, I do. If she ever... Ah, she's back. Goodbye.
Henry Purvey, I heard that.
Heard what?
That huh? Ding. I shan't warn you again about tampering with my ding-a-ling.
I was only dusting it, my love.
Were you? Well, in that case, where is your Ramona paid-for duster?
Well, I...
Just a minute. Don't prevaricate. As I thought. Just as I thought. You were making a telephone call.
How could you?
The earpiece is still warm.
Ah, I remember now. It was the wrong number. My word, it was.
Right. Well, next time there's a wrong number, don't answer it.
Very well.
Now then. I have informed the persons who have the honor of living next door to me that I shall not allow the substantial fortune that will shortly be coming my way to influence my attitude towards them.
Oh, do you think that was wise, my love, to tell them you'd come up on the pools?
I told them nothing of the sort. I informed them that I was about to receive a legacy from an influential friend in Liverpool.
But that's a fib, my love.
It was merely a wise precaution. I don't intend to have my Ramona paid for letterbox and its little spring worn out by thousands of begging letters. Tonight I very generously laid on a magnificent celebration supper. You will find a whole sausage in my refrigerator. So, get cooking, Henry.
Righto, Myrtle, here. Have you got your girls organising?
After steaming up the river how many more times? They're waiting in the car park at the Popple's Head Pump.
Yeah, but you sure they know what they're there for?
Oh, for buffing up the cuticles. They're not there to pinch the hubcaps, are they?
Well, if they're friends of yours, Myrtle, they'll probably take the wheels as well.
How charming. My friends are all nice, refined birds like what I am.
Do your girls know that as soon as they see Mr. Phillips's unbelievably shiny black bonds, they've got to rush out the car park and mob him?
Oh, for walking round a puddle. By the time those girls are finished with him, he'll think he's Donny Osmond.
Come on, Mr. Phillips, cheer up. I mean, what's there to cheer up about? According to the chief, I'm supposed to be ankle deep in beautiful, bumpy birds. I'm not even up to my tiny tootsies in them.
Give me time, Mr. Phillips.
I have. For 24 hours, my hair has looked like an advert for a hearse. Nothing's happened. I mean, not a wolf whistle or a hello sailor all day.
Try and look on the bright side, Mr. Phillips. When you were blonde, you never got any wolf whistles or hello sailors either.
There he is, girls. Get his buttons and I want his undies.
Oh, what's happening?
Come on.
I say... Oh, what's happening?
Who are all those girls?
It's jackpot, Mr. Phillips. Your unbelievable shiny black bonnet is working.
In the pot, quick, before they grab you and tear your clothes off and kiss you.
I think I'll stick around for a while.
Don't argue. In the pot, quick.
My word, that was a narrow escape.
It was. Dash it. Perhaps I should pop outside again and have a quiet...
You'll do nothing of a sort, Valentino. You sit down while I get the drinks.
Yeah, oh, thanks. I'll have a lemonade shandy. Yes, they're jolly potent in this pub, you know. Do you think if I asked the landlord nicely, he'd give me the recipe?
Oh, I should think as a regular lemonade shandy drinker, he would.
I'm not so sure. They guard their secrets very jealously, you know.
Who do?
These chaps who have a reputation for being recipists in pubs. It's an art handed down from father to son.
Yeah, so I believe. Now, sit there while I go and get a drink.
I tell you, you're wrong, Chief. The evidence is all against you.
What evidence?
It's all down here in black and white in my diary. Read it for yourself. 7 o'clock, 2 pints on Goldstein. 7:30, 2 pints on Pertwee. 8 o'clock, 2 halves on Goldstein. 8:30, nothing. So it's your turn.
Oh, no, it's not. You're still 2 halves down on 8 o'clock.
My next round isn't due until 8.
Hold it. Look over there.
Look. Where?
There. 100 quid's worth of unbelievably shiny black-haired goose just flew into Pertwee's nest.
One golden egg on the way.
Right. Here, give us that copy of the Naval News. Yeah. I want to get at him while Kamara Murray's still at the bar.
Gosh, Chief, how nice to see you. I can only thank you from the top of my unbelievably shiny black box. Your advice was absolutely right. You're not going to credit this, but the car park is crammed with beautiful, bouncy birds screaming for lovable Leslie.
My word, sir. What a surprise, sir. The name boggles, sir.
Now, after all, it's not fair on those poor girls that so much animal attraction is packed into just one naval officer. I mean, as I was shaving this morning...
Something new's been added here.
Yes, I thought, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the darkest of them all?
And what did Mr. Mirror say back to you, sir?
Well, Mr. Mirror said, after you, Leslie, who else is there? Only Elvis.
How true, sir. How very, very true. But as befitting one with the top of his head looking like the inside of an unswept chimney pot. One must not lose sight of one's high position in the subhuman strata of life.
High position? Oh, no. Well, way above you I may be, but I am only a sub-lieutenant.
Ah, sub-lieutenant this week, perhaps, sir. Next week, admiral or above, sir.
Oh, come off it, Chief. I mean, you don't get promotion in the Navy just because you're a super-looking chap. I mean, it drives all the girls absolutely potty and all the senior officers' wives ask you to tea and just because you've got, it. And because you're an oomph boy.
Yes, well, if you believe that, sir, it would explain why you're still a sub-lieutenant, sir. No, I was referring, sir, to your photo in this week's Naval News.
My photo in the Navy News? Mm-hmm. Lummy. Of all the bad luck, my copy wasn't delivered this week.